appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas. It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up, testimony that should have been a part of the Senate impeachment trial of Donald J. Trump. It wasn't. You will be stunned by the information we bring you in just a couple of minutes. And this is from Stephen Sund, the former chief of the Capitol Police, and Robert Conti, the current chief of the D.C. Metro Police. The information they bring to the table is going to stun those of you that are absolutely convinced that Donald Trump incited insurrection, because it turns out it didn't happen that way. We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 4:31 as we check out our traffic cams right now for a Tuesday afternoon, and look out for a crash. Interstate 15 northbound, that's at mile marker 16 near Gene, as a vehicle left the roadway there. Also, some slow flows in several areas. Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey, 215 west at St. Rose. There are some cones through there slowing things down. U.S. 95 northbound at Cheyenne. You'll tap the brakes as you work your way through there. Some activity on the right shoulder. That's Interstate 15 northbound once you get past Sahara. And do look for some reduced speeds as you work your way into the Spaghetti Bowl 2 on the 515. East at Main and westbound at Eastern.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Las Vegas Raiders cornerback Kemba Sivirant has been arrested in Houston. This happened over the weekend after a street racing incident. The Raiders did not immediately reply to a request for comment. He had been assigned to the practice squad this past year and then received a futures contract to be part of the offseason roster. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they go to Denver yesterday and knock off the Colorado Avalanche by a 3-0 score. Marc-Andre Fleury, 34 saves in the shutout. Alex Tuch scoring twice. The Knights get back at it coming up on Thursday in San Jose against the Sharks. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Stephan. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Stephan. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Stephan, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How many of you, and I need a show of hands, if you're driving, keep your hands on the wheel, give me a nod of the head. How many of you actually watched witness testimony at the impeachment trial of Donald J. Trump? The answer is none of you, because there were no witnesses per se. And if they had had witnesses, it would have blown up the case. I mean, big time. Because there were no witnesses. It was just speechifying, you know, bloviating. It was awful. Today, Senate Oversight Committees met and questioned people like Stephen Sund, the former chief of the Capitol Police. I want you to hear a couple of these clips, because if you believed that Donald J. Trump incited insurrection and that he should have been convicted, you listen to this testimony and you will say, there's no way. This makes no sense at all. This is Stephen Sund, the former chief of the Capitol Police. Here we go.
I have been in policing for almost 30 years. The events I witnessed on January 6th was the worst attack on law enforcement and our democracy that I have seen in my entire career. I witnessed insurgents beating police officers with fists, pipes, sticks, bats, metal barricades, and flagpoles. These criminals came prepared for war. They came with their own radio system to coordinate the attack and climbing gear and other equipment to defeat the Capitol's security features. I am sickened by what I witnessed that day. Our officers fought valiantly using batons, shields, chemical munitions, and pepper ball guns to hold back the attackers. Capitol Police and responding law enforcement agencies showed tremendous restraint by not using their firearms, which would have likely led to a more chaotic situation and a possible mass casualty incident. No civilian law enforcement agency, to include the United States Capitol Police, is trained or equipped to repel an insurrection of thousands of individuals focused on breaching a building at all costs. I am extremely proud and appreciative of the Capitol Police officers, the Metropolitan Police Department, and the other law enforcement agencies that came to our assistance. A clear lack of accurate and complete intelligence across several federal agencies contributed to this event, and not poor planning by the United States Capitol Police. We rely on accurate information from our federal partners to help us develop effective security plans. The intelligence that we based our planning on indicated that the January 6th protests were expected to be similar to the previous MAGA rallies in 2020, which drew tens of thousands of participants. The assessment indicated that members of the Proud Boys, white supremacist groups, Antifa, and other extremist groups were expected to participate on January 6th, and that they may be inclined to become violent. Based on the intelligence that we received, we planned for an increased level of violence at the Capitol and that some participants may be armed. But none of the intelligence we received predicted what actually occurred.
That's a little scary. But it shows you that this was premeditated. This was not something that just happened because of a speech. There were 1,000 people that were there as a mob. And their intent was to breach the Capitol. Robert Conti is the chief of D.C. Metro Police. He's currently employed there. And he testified before Congress about that. This is cut two, by the way. Well, I'm sorry, cut three. Robert Conti, the chief of the D.C. Metro Police. Here it is.
January the 6th and into the early morning of the 7th, approximately 1,100 MPD members responded to the Capitol. At least 65 MPD members sustained injuries. 5 people lost their lives on January the 6th. As we reflect on that dark day, we offer condolences to all of the grieving families. In closing, I appreciate the opportunity to highlight the heroism of MPD officers who put their lives on the line to protect the Capitol, Congress, and our democracy. But to ensure the continued safety of the district and everyone in it, we must be frank in looking at several critical issues. This assault on the Capitol has exposed weaknesses in the security of the most secure city in the country. The federal police forces in D.C. will be reexamining their security protocols, given the risk of both foreign and domestic terrorism. As the chief of the district's municipal police force, I must think about our preparations not only for possible attacks, but the daily impact of the changing operations of our federal partners. As they harden targets in the federal enclave, other buildings in the city under MPD jurisdiction may become more likely targets.
And he's right. If these two people, Stephen Sund and Robert Conti, if they had testified, if they had testified in the House, there might not ever have been an impeachment, an article of impeachment, saying that the president incited insurrection. Because clearly, you know, as Mike Huckabee said, he's listened to the speech many times, and he's read the transcript. We're going to go to the Capitol peacefully. Yeah. That's what's so amazing about this. There shouldn't have been an impeachment. And there certainly shouldn't have been an impeachment trial. Which, again, the president skated on again. Anyway, stick around. More to do as we continue. One of the things I'm going to do in our next segment is I'm going to open up our phone lines to you. And after listening to Stephen Sund, are you convinced that the president had nothing to do with inciting insurrection, the subject of the one article of impeachment? There was a lot of other bad stuff he did, I'm sure. But not that. Anyway, we'll see what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. After listening, though, to Stephen Sund, that to me was very compelling evidence that should have been a part of the hearings by the House Judiciary Committee. I mean, they didn't even care about the investigation. We'll talk about that and more with you. And by the way, if you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know. Yeah. Because we'll give you some extra love. We'll move you up in line, too, probably. Stick around. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psych 3 and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psych 3 has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsychery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall has a huge inventory of 2020, 2021, and the all-new redesigned 22 MDX. That means the 20 and 21s must go. Our loss, your gain. Save thousands on any lease or purchase with great rates starting as low as 0.9% on selected models. So don't delay. Come down to Finley Acura in the Auto Mall and visit us at FinleyAcura.com. Finley Acura, the new definition in luxury.
Again, stop in today at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, one of the things I love is, and I've seen this in like competitions, tap dancing. And boy, you want to know one of the best tap dancers in our era. It's Dr. Anthony Fauci. I mean, this guy's phenomenal. He has walked and then walked back and walked and walked back. So many different things. Fox put together a great montage that I thought was really cool. And it was all Dr. Fauci walking back. It was just great stuff. But Dr. Fauci was on with Allison Camerato on, where was this? CNN this morning. And once again, You want to talk about a moving target? That is what Dr. Anthony Fauci is. Here is Dr. Fauci this morning talking about COVID-19.
Let's talk about where we are today and try to get a handle on how optimistic we should be versus how cautious still. So this weekend on Sunday, you told our Dana Bash that you could not recommend that fully vaccinated people get together with their grandchildren. And I know you've also said that you don't think that fully vaccinated people should be dining indoors or going to the theater. Why not? If the vaccines are 95% effective, why not let people get back to some semblance of their old life?
You know, Allison, we had a lot of discussions about that. When you look at what I would do personally, I would feel more comfortable in something like that. But we want to make sure that when we make recommendations, when the CDC, who's the agency primarily responsible for collecting data and making public health recommendations, they want to make sure they sit down, talk about it, look at the data, and then come out with a recommendation based on the science. It's so clear. You're absolutely right. And I've had discussions with this that were not very comfortable discussions when you say, well, wait a minute. If I'm fully vaccinated and my daughter comes in the house and she's fully vaccinated, do we really have to have as stringent the public health measures than you would if it was a stranger who was not vaccinated and you were not vaccinated? Common sense tells you that, in fact, you don't have to be as stringent in your public health measures. But what we want to get firm recommendations from the CDC, which I believe will be coming soon. They started off with an important recommendation, and I think that there will be others coming. And that is, when you have a fully vaccinated person and they come into contact with someone who is known to be infected with SARS-CoV-2, they don't have to do the kind of quarantine that we had been recommended. Remember, 10 days without a test, 7 days with a test. Yeah. That's been put aside. And I believe you're going to be hearing more of the recommendations of how you can relax the stringency of some of the things, particularly when you're dealing with something like your own personal family when people have been vaccinated. I believe that that's forthcoming pretty soon.
And when? I mean, I'm just asking because people are so desperate for it. When
I talk about this every day with the team, as recently as last night. So I hope that we will be able to answer the logical questions that people are asking about that. And I have to tell you, I agree. They're questions that we need to answer pretty soon, because more and more people are going to be vaccinated every single day. There'll be more and more people, and they're going to be asking that question.
Coming up, the latest on Tiger Woods. There's breaking news on that front. We'll bring that to you here in just a couple of minutes, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid. and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so we can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, so I joined Dental Lifeline Network. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
To learn more, visit willyouseeone.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We've got an update on Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods involved in that, that high-speed accident, 7:20 this morning. And in Los Angeles. And, wow, the cops, I guess, are saying that he's lucky to be alive. Let's check in with gentleman Jim Dallas, who's been following the story throughout the day. What can you tell us?
Yeah, Kevin, apparently they were shooting a major television network, was about ready to do a production. And as he was leaving the hotel to go back to the Riviera Country Club to give some golf lessons to Drew Brees, the quarterback of the New Orleans Saints, apparently there was a production vehicle that was blocking his way as he was trying to get out of the hotel, and there was a vehicle that was actually loading luggage. So he was very agitated. And if you're like me, you can get behind the wheel and be pretty agitated pretty quick. And apparently that's what happened, and that's why he sped off at a very fast rate of speed. And, well, of course, now we know that he has a shattered ankle. Ooh. And in addition to that, multiple fractures in his legs. And they do use that verbiage as legs with an S.
Yeah, yeah. But like you say, he's 45 years old. Let's say it takes him a year to get back, then he'll be 46. He'll almost be ready for the seniors tour.
That's true. Yeah, 50 years old, you're eligible for the seniors tour. So, it's an incredible thing what he did to come back and win the major tournament like he did a year or so ago. And a lot of people were thinking that he would never do that again. Now he's got 15 majors. He's tied with Sam Snead for the most PGA Tour wins of all time with 82.
Wow.
Clearly, if not the best golfer of all time, he's in the top two.
Yeah. Who would be the other one?
Well, I would put Jack Nicklaus there. Now, Nicklaus has fewer, not that many. I think Nicklaus has about 72, 73 PGA Tour wins in his career, but he's got 18 majors compared to the 15 majors for Tiger Woods. So, yeah. Again, you could flip a coin. There's no Tom Brady in golf like there is in football, but these are clearly the top two, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be interesting to see. We should get another update probably tonight. There was an update around 3 o'clock, and I'm guessing they'll have another update probably around 9 o'clock. But all we know is that it was he was at a high rate of speed, And we don't know, I'm guessing because of the time, that impairment was probably not an issue. But we'll wait on that. Stay right where you are. Oh, guess who's coming up? I'm so excited. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. She is waging a one-woman war against big tech. They have tried to shut her down. They have tried to shut her off. And she's just not going to let them do it.